Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm glad you could all come. I'm really excited to start this team. I'm just gonna have a little PowerPoint presentation for us for our kickoff meeting. My name is Rose Lindgren. I'll be the project manager. Our agenda today is we're gonna do a little opening, and then I'm gonna talk a little bit about the project. Then we'll move into acquaintance, so just getting to know each other a little bit, including a tool training exercise. And then we'll move into the project plan, do a little discussion, and close, since we only have 25 minutes. First of all, our project aim. We're creating a new remote control, which we have three goals about. It needs to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. I'm hoping that we can all work together to achieve all three of those. So we're going to divide this up into three parts. First, the functional design, which will be, first we'll do individual work, come into a meeting. The conceptual design, individual work in a meeting. And then the detailed design, individual work and a meeting. So that we'll each be doing our own ideas and then coming together and collaborating. Okay, we're going to get to know each other a little bit. So what we're going to do is start off with, let's start off with Alima. We're going to do a little tool training. So we're going to work with that whiteboard behind you. Introduce yourself, say one thing about yourself, and then draw your favorite animal and tell us about it. Probably both.
Right, so I'm supposed to draw my favorite animal. I have no drawing skills whatsoever, but let's see, introduce myself. My name is Alima, which is me. I'm from the state of Maine in the US. I'm doing nationalism studies, blah, 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 have no artistic talents.
How do you spell your name?
A-L-I-M-A.
Thanks.
Oh, and I guess I'm the industrial designer.
So what are your favorite characteristics?
I like the whole having the shell thing. It's quite cool to carry your home around where you go. Quite decorative little animals. They can swim. They can. They're very adaptable. They carry everything they need with them. And they're easy to draw.
Excellent. Shall we just go around the table?
Okay. Well, my name is Ian.
It might be nice to have them all up there at the same time.
I'm not going to draw it quite this time. Yeah, the reason I like whales is because well, first of all, they're quite intelligent. And also, they're kind of mysterious. We don't really know much about them or understand how they work in the groups, but it's kind of an interesting animal.
Jesse. I'm from around DC-ish, sort of, in the US. And we're going to keep the deep sea sort of theme going on for animals. I don't really know how to draw this. Just a little thing. gonna do water. How? Sort of an idea. I have no idea how one would. Basically, it's supposed to be a seal. Imagine in water.
I like them because they're playful and silly, sort of. Have a good time. Not gonna try to pretend like it can get any better than that.
Okay, I'm Rose, and I'm project manager from California. Actually a coyote. Give it a little bit of snout and then some teeth. Oh yeah. I live right across the street from the state. In order to make a profit of this magnitude, we need to be able to produce each one at a maximum of 1250 a year. So we're selling it for twice what we've got to produce it for. Okay, just to generate a little bit of discussion about the project, I'd like to hear about your experiences using remote controls, your first ideas about best, that you, what are the features that you really like, what are the features that you don't like, is that right?
I hate when there's like where the button you have to press to actually turn on the TV, like you have to do one for the power of the TV, and then like another one to get the actual screen on, and something else to get that going. I don't know, now they keep combining all different remotes together, and I don't know if I necessarily like that, because I feel like you end up multimedia overload. I just want to watch the TV. At least the cost, some sort of like device to help you find it.
I've used a remote control things like TV and CD card and video recorder. And I guess they're pretty neat little tools. To get up and walk across the channel. So
standard journal, so it's just simpler, just journal the TV itself, and I think that's, if you're gonna make a remote control, it should actually work for what it's doing.
How about like batteries and things like that, because there's some remotes that don't require like batteries, or do all remotes require batteries?
Like not all of them, but we could, but it's possible we could use like a lithium battery, that would last a lot longer than like double A's. Like those are the batteries that are used in a lot of computer players now, and that kind of thing. Okay, it seems to be a little bit of conflict over combining all the remotes together versus having five different remotes. So like you said, you don't like having all the buttons on one remote, and yet you don't want to have five remotes. So how do we work with that?
Could we get something that just has, you know, doesn't have all the buttons that you need to program the video recorder or program other things that I'm not very coherent about, but that just has your major buttons for that work for everything, you know, volume control, on, off, channel changing.
Maybe that spatially divides it, so it's like if you're trying to get the TV on, that, you know, the top thing on the remote, I don't know if it would be vertical or horizontal in terms of how we're going to make it, but if it's like all the TV stuff is here, and all the VCR stuff is here, all the whatever else you have programmed into it, it's all just in a separate place, and not like all the on buttons together, because then you're like, I don't even know what I'm turning on.
Yeah, and if you'd save the more complicated functions, maybe for separate remotes, that you wouldn't need to use ever again.
Okay, so maybe have like one remote that has the main function on, off, channel changing, volume, and another remote with all the special things. Because that is one thing that remotes tend to have buttons that the TVs no longer have as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have to have them somewhere because you're going to need those special functions occasionally.
Yeah.
But not necessarily on the normal remote.
Can I ask, are we designing a remote control for the television then?
Good question.
This device is just to be used for the television, would we even technically be possible to do video recorder function for it?
I don't know that.
Or should we just stick to having television in both the past and time?
I think it's just TV. I mean, if we're taking it, it's sort of that. New product, a new television remote control. It's not like it doesn't say, you know, things might be more advanced than that.
So maybe we should just use the television for the remote. Well, I suppose it would be nice to have carrying in the cold and stop buttons on it and could do the problem as well. I don't know if that works technologically.
Yeah, so I guess we have to define what we're aiming for. If it's just a television remote, so if it's somewhere particular buttons that would be good for you to be on.
Yeah.
Maybe if the buttons can be available and
launch. Yeah, if you have older people or people like me that aren't very coordinated in the ride, it's really quite important that you're not pressing the small, teeny little buttons, bone size buttons.
Yeah.
If you can help it.
I think it sounds like we've had a good little discussion. We've had our first ideas. Might move on.
Mm-hmm.
Now our next meeting starts in 3 minutes. I believe we've actually been only working this one for about 20. So we can continue discussing more new ideas if you'd like. But this is just a breakdown of what we'll be doing individually. The industrial design, we'll be doing the work in design. User interface designer, that's from you. Some technical functions, I guess, but keeping in mind the buttons thing, the size of the buttons. User requirements. So you'll be hearing about the requirements, the things that people need. It's kind of the same discussion that we've been having, we'll get from the actual consumers. And you will get to the instructions sent by your coach. I realize in this class we didn't have much, we just wanted to go over and try and get them.
by your animals and how what ones will really feel better. Any questions?
What are we gonna be discussing in the next meeting?
I haven't gotten an agenda yet, I'll put that together. I'm sure as we'll need to get our own instruction and then, because what we're gonna do is first our individual actions and then we'll come back together. Sure, we'll all have more concrete things to contribute next time.
I'm sure we'll do this.
Okay, I'll talk about the minutes and probably email the actual audio. Just some of the things that we talked about.
Can we read my slides and all?
Yes, I agree, yes, I agree. I'll just attach it to the, your, you have number two, three.